Welcome to Yo 11 Minutes. Yo 11 Minutes, mostly Vegas, no BS, casino experience, and more. Today's episode, Hyatt has a crush on Rio, Las Vegas. This is episode 56, season 2. Good news, not only is Michael Traeger a casino and travel loyalty expert who also helps people turn their travel dreams into reality, he's also back after a week away from this here fine program. And now your host, Michael Traeger. How's it going, Michael?
It's going great. It is wonderful to be back. You'll notice I even have new glasses. So much has happened in the last week. And thank you, Mr. Movestro, for filling in, because I think those episodes were great. But no, it's good. It's good to be back. But of course, I want to get through this episode quickly, because just in case Jesus needs to reach me.
Yeah.
And if anyone wonders where I'm going, it's because just as we started recording this episode, right before, Uber Eats sent me a note that told me that Jesus was delivering my Chinese food. So my phone now says I should keep it nearby in case Jesus needs to reach me. And that gave us both a good laugh for the
Indeed.
Afternoon. Because we needed one of those today.
Never know when the Lord is going to reach out through a phone.
You never know. He might need to reach me. So that's and it's Jesus in all capital letters. So
I know. That's what made it even better.
It's pretty darn serious. But I didn't know that Jesus has a Camry. I never really thought about that. Anyway, on to today. Is there any news for today, sir?
Yes, there absolutely is. Let's get to the news and views. Immersive Design Studio Float 4 has Okay, we'll just ignore that happened. I forgot I don't have any pre-roll for this, but I am reading the story because it was a bit of a blurb, but it was special. A Las Vegas gambler not only won once, they won twice in the same night. The player who was not named was playing slots at Caesar's Palace on Saturday night, March 2nd, and hit a $165,000 jackpot at around 5 p.m. Less than 5 hours later, the same player won a jackpot of $545,000 at another slot machine. According to Caesar's Palace, the total win for the player was $710,000. I looked at the image that they have with the story and realized the gambler was playing a $25 denomination at $2,500 per spin, which annoys me for some reason. That's it for the news. And now for the views. Michael, what are your thoughts?
That's, $2,500 a spin, you have to look at that like if he hits something, on an individual spin and it's 10 times his bet, that looks like it's $25,000 jackpot. $250,000 would be 100 times his jackpot. So think of that. Think of 100 times of $2,500 a spin. Think of it as like a dollar of spin, which would be like $100 or $10. Anyway. That's how I always think of that. But I still think it is very interesting when people win multiple times on the same evening. So that's all I have for that.
I just can't get over the fact that there are people out there who can put $2,500 per spin on a slot. I mean, that just blows my mind.
Well, if we look at 2,500 and you think of how many spins an hour do you think he's doing?
Well,
if we want to say how many spins a minute. So, I mean, let's be conservative about it. I have my handy dandy calculator. So 2,500, if he does, okay, if you want to say he only can do 2 spins a minute, then 60 minutes, that's 120 spins an hour. That's super conservative. So 120 times 2,500. So his coin in is 300,000 per hour. Which at a theoretical hold of 10% means that he's probably losing like $30,000 an hour. So that makes put that in perspective with the jackpots sometimes.
That just made me feel better knowing that he's losing $30,000 an hour.
Well, I have to say, I mean, and that was really concerning. I mean, people spin really quickly. So I think, I mean, you really have to look at that. I think that's one of the things that is really tough about when the news, you know, especially the mainstream media shares this stuff. They'll be like, look at this video poker jackpot. And you're like, oh my God, they're playing $25, you know, $25 units, right? So that's $125 a spin. Even then, though the $25, I can conceptualize anything that's around $100 a spin. Once it gets up to the $2,500 a spin, I really can't. I just can't really relate to it. So that's maybe some people out there can. I really can't, because that's, I mean, if you really play at that level at $2,500 a spin, you could easily lose $500,000 to $1 million in a weekend. So hitting two jackpots for $250,000 and $500,000 is great, because you'll probably, hopefully, at least break even the weekend. But that's a lot different than the person. That's a lot different than the person who takes a shot at a slot machine and puts, you know, $100 in a machine, is playing 88 cents a spin and hits some incredible jackpot or progressive jackpot or something. So yeah, I think always. That's a great thing for people who don't pay attention to that when they see just the jackpot, is really try to take a look at what the denomination is, but more so what they're betting per spin. Because the denomination, like when you said it was a $25 denomination, I just assumed it was maybe $100 or $150 a spin, maybe $250 a spin. But I did not assume it was $2,500 a spin.
Yeah, $2,500.
And that changes the... That changes the calculus, as they say.
Yep.
But anyway, let's get on to things that are a little bit more pertinent to most people. Well, who knows? Maybe we have like a very large number of $2,500 a spin listeners.
But. Perhaps. And now it is time for the tease.
Surely. Well, the other day you might have seen my tweet, which was basically a retweet of Adam Bauer, or Bauer Power Hauer, a.k.a. Travel Fanboy, a.k.a. prior to that, Vegas Fanboy, where he was announcing that you could now book rooms with points for the Rio. And for those that do not know, Rio now is officially, as of March 1st, part of the World of Hyatt program. They can be booked on the Hyatt website. The rooms at Rio can be booked with points, and they can be booked as revenue rooms with Hyatt benefits. And Adam shared that. And one of the things that I was trying to say when he shared that originally is it's 9,000 points for a standard room. Is that good or is that bad? And I was saying you need to determine how you value 9,000 World of Hyatt points, because 9,000 World of Hyatt points by most people is worth about $125 to $150. And these rooms sell for as little as $20. Plus resort fee, which is $40. So let's call it $60. So it might not be the best play to use those World of Hyatt points when the room rates are low. So let's get to, I put together a slide of what we know about this Hyatt, World of Hyatt, and Rio Las Vegas program. And I wanted to go through all of the major points. One, the old Hyatt partnership with MGM Properties provided minimal benefits. As you know, Hyatt used to get you access, or they used to have a partnership with some of the MGM properties on a strip. That is no longer true. The MGM properties have a partnership, MGM Collection, with Marriott and Marriott Bonvoy. Hyatt, World of Hyatt, is now associated with the Rio Hotel and Casino. This is not a Hyatt Privé property, so it cannot be booked with additional luxury benefits at this time. Renovated rooms are listed separately on the website. So if you want a renovated room, you are supposed to choose that room category. they will upgrade globalists and explorists if renovated rooms are available. But if you really want a renovated room, you should book that category. If you book with points, the points rooms seem to all be coming up as renovated rooms, but you should be aware of that. So those $21 rooms, guess what? They're not the renovated rooms. So if you don't want to chance it, just be aware of the fact that you're going to have to hope you get an upgrade. Globalist, which is top tier at Hyatt, gets a great breakfast benefit at Hash House Agogo. This is a breakfast benefit that's worth approximately $100. This was one of the main pain points of the old Hyatt partnership with MGM. There was no real breakfast benefit. And now, basically, globalists are getting their full breakfast benefit, which is a really good deal on an inexpensive room many times. Globalists also get waived resort fees on revenue rooms as well as points rooms. But remember, points rooms, World of Hyatt points rooms, are as low as 9,000 points. Got to determine if that makes sense for you. And there is no resort fees on points rooms, so you should be aware of that. There's also no pool open currently during renovation. It's expected to open or reopen in spring of 2024. That seems rather vague to me, so I just wanted you to know all of that. So you have quite a, you know, it's pretty much so pulled itself together, you know. I mean, this whole Rio thing, I think they're doing a great job with the fact that they're making it really, really clear. If you want to book a renovated room, they have a separate category for renovated rooms. I give them a lot of credit for that. I also give them credit for extending the breakfast benefit for globalists. That's really quite valuable and makes it a great, you know, a great property for people who like Hyatt. I mean, the main thing that you're losing is you do not have a property on the Strip with Hyatt anymore. So while Rio is great and Rio has a very special place in my heart, especially playing Big Baccarat there, that was really good. They had great Big Baccarat with these shears all over around the Baccarat table. Long story. But it's definitely not on the Strip, and it's definitely not really walking distance to the Strip. But it's still a cool property, and it's cool that Hyatt really has this partnership. And a lot of stuff is going on. I know the food court is just done. I know they just opened up the Voodoo Steak, I think, at the top again. So things are coming back. I think it's going to be about another 6 or 7 months until everything is completed, but it seems pretty good. For those that are curious, there is no tier matching at Rio. There is offer matching. That's not going to really help people who are not into casino programs. And since they are extending pretty good benefits to Globalist or top tier Hyatt, that's probably pretty decent for a lot of people who are big travelers and involved in the Hyatt program. So I don't think they're going to miss it too much. Because remember, MGM was tricky with the way they handled the waived resort fees, because the waived resort fees at MGM came from the fact that you had MGM Gold or higher status. Whereas here, you're getting the waived resort fees as from your Hyatt status or from your Hyatt points reservation. Just a reminder on Hyatt points, you can transfer from Chase Ultimate Reward points. So that could be a good play for somebody. I mean, I wouldn't do it because I value 9,000 World of Hyatt points pretty, I value it more than these low room rates. But if you did a sign-on bonus for a Chase card and got 60 or 60,000 points, and I guess you pretty much so Vegas is your jam, it's probably not the worst thing, you know, and you got those points from a sign-up bonus. So that's something to think about. And that's about it. So what do you think, Movestro? Good, bad, cool?
I think all of the above, but most importantly, do you have your phone nearby in case Jesus needs to reach you? Because
No, but he says I'm first up with priority.
Well, there you go. I think it's a good thing.
You see,
wow,
this is what
that's
we
kind
did.
Of
this
scary, is actually.
What people don't realize is this entire show is just for the entertainment factor for Michael and myself, just to be able to have to basically keep ourselves entertained. That's how much we enjoy it. It's taking Jesus a little while though.
But it's just scary that Jesus says you're first up with priority. So I hope that if you have any things that you need to take care of for your family.
This does prove that Jesus gives Jews priority.
The chosen people, right? I mean, there you go.
Okay, great. Okay, before we go like totally alienating our entire audience today. Anyway, we'd love to know your opinions about what you think of this new World of Hyatt partnership. Looks pretty good to me. Let me know if I missed anything or I got any of the facts wrong. I've been trying to pull together as much detailed information as I can, and I did share the official press release on the Travel Zork Facebook group. And that's all I got for you today.
All righty. And that's going to do it for this episode. For luxury travel booking, go to travelzork.travel. Visit us at travelzork.travel to plan your next amazing vacation. And please join the conversation on social media. You can find us easily. All social platforms are at Travel Zork. We'll see you next time.